This archival black and white photograph by Willie Williams is titled Earthworks, Battle Site, Fort Pillow, Tennessee, 1999. The lens is held close to the ground, with ground rising on either side in a trench formation. A forest line cuts across the middle of the frame directly in front of us. The sky behind the rising trees is completely white. The darkest part of the picture is the dirt on our left and right, textured with pieces of grass, leaves, and other organic debris. These are the earthworks referred to in the title, remnants of the extensive fortifications built by the Confederate Army around Fort Pillow. The Battle of Fort Pillow, also known as the Fort Pillow Massacre, has been described by military historian David Eicher as one of the bleakest, saddest events in American military history. At Fort Pillow, Confederate troops led by Major Forrest attacked surrendering black Union regiments on April 12, 1864. They murdered at least 400 black soldiers, as well as many civilian black women and children. A representation of the Fort Pillow Massacre by Kurz and Allison from 1892 is on the short wall to the right of the photograph. It is one of the most violent images in the entire show, and one of the object cases is a testimony from the Congressional Committee on the Conduct of War, which details the advances of Forrest and corroborates the visual story purported by Kurz and Allison. While many of their posters, rendered 30 years after the events, could rely on fanciful descriptions of what happened, their depiction of the Fort Pillow Massacre is a true representation of that moment of hate and violence. This terrible event has had some positive ramifications in the long journey to African-American freedom. Lincoln and his cabinet took some time to release a statement to the public and issue a call for action. In that time, the massacre was cited by Henry Wilson as a reason for equal pay of black soldiers. In June of 1864, black soldiers began to receive equal pay from the Union Army.